progress.
Good. We'd like to welcome everyone out to tonight's town council meeting. It's Tuesday, March 3rd, 7 o'clock. We begin tonight's meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, fun stuff tonight, but not a huge agenda. But importantly, we have a town council appointment. So, with that, what is the pleasure of the council? So,
I'd like to nominate Julia Whitmer for the town council.
I'll second that. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? No? Pretty well spelled out by law. So, we have that in front of us. And Julia, up until this moment, has accepted. With that, we'll go to the audience. Anyone have any comments or questions from the audience? Yes.
Just as a reminder, Mr. Mayor, that this will be filling the remainder of Jeff Matthews' term.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thanks for putting that out. All right. Any comments? Any of her family want to chime in? Here's your chance.
Really?
All right, back to the table.
Question.
Question has been called for all those in favor of appointing Julie Whitmer to the town council for the next couple of years to fulfill the vacancy from Jeff Matthews. Please say aye.
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 Chair votes aye. All right. With that, we will have our town clerk, Ms. Bruce, come and swear Julie. And Julie, come on up here. I'm going to move. Come on, get by the flag.
Okay.
This looks nicer.
Now, I'll take pictures.
So after I say I, then he says that. So I usually order, do solemnly swear that I will support, protect, and defend, the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of Montana, and the Charter of the Town of Bushells, and that I will discharge the duties of my office,
with fidelity, so help me God.
All right, and then take your seat.
All right.
Come on up. All right. Thank you. You're a little slow, but I'm getting there. You guys.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Not the best of circumstances, but I'm happy to see here.
Glad they have. All right. The next item we'll move on to is public comment. If anyone has any comments they'd like to share with us here in the room or on Zoom, if you're on Zoom, raise your hand. I ask you to share your comments on anything that's not related to any other business later in the meeting. With that, please come to the podium. Anyone have any public comment this evening? Anyone on Zoom? All right, thank you. We'll go to council comments. Greg, we'll start with you. Go around the table. Do you have any council comments for team?
No. Everybody's done a great job in the city, the streets, and stuff. So,
no.
All right,
thank you. Julia!
Yeah.
Sure, you can't take council comments.
I wanted to thank everybody, and I want to wish Jeff the best of luck, which he's doing amazing. And again, I appreciate the opportunity. I know it's not under the best circumstances with him, but I appreciate it. I'm happy to have his blessing, which I got. So.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Brian.
I just wanted to thank John Brown, even though he's not here.
It's a lose-lose, and he's been doing a great job.
Yes, challenging for sure. All right. Well, I have a few things. Both basketball teams, boy and girl, going to state. If you did not know that, they
yeah,
challenged game, hands down, and they took second in divisionals for both of them. So congratulations to them, the coaches, and both parents, and off to state you go. So
yes.
Pretty exciting. Couple things. We got a lot going this week. This weekend on Saturday is the annual going on, I think, like the 55th or 6th year, something like that, Rendezvous Ski Race. It'll be just across the street over here and over at City Park on starting Friday night and through Saturday, Octane Addictions Expo. A lot happening. And then, not so exciting, but important, tomorrow is the funeral for Jerry Schmier. No, I think everyone's heard, but he passed away a little over a week ago. That funeral will be tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. at the LDS Church. They'll have a viewing and time to visit beforehand as well as after. And so that's tomorrow morning. All right. Next item is Treasures and Security Control.
Well, Treasures and Security Report, I mean, the Finance Department.
We have two purchase orders tonight. The first one is number 7111, the Pineco Consulting. This is for Lakata, if I'm saying that right, of Lakata Building Access Controls. This is for both RFID lock systems for the town buildings, as well as camera systems that will go with that. The total amount for this is $53,620.68. What is the pleasure of the council?
We make a motion to approve purchase order 7111 to Pinecone Consulting in the amount of $53,620.68.
Second that motion.
Awesome. It's been moved and seconded. Anyone have any comments or questions? I know we've been talking about this as long as I've been here, which isn't a long time. It's been a few years. So this was great. Somewhat familiar with not this system, but other ones like this, and I think they're great and add a lot of security. I think they'll be very welcome. So, awesome. Anyone in the audience or online have any comments or questions? Katie.
I hope that this is very clear on these quotes, but just so it is on audio too and you guys understand, this is for both 10 years of service, anything that we need, any maintenance, any training, anything like that, for a full 10 years, no extra charge, and it's for the installation as well. So I know it seems like a big dollar amount, but know that this covers all three buildings for 10 years span.
Thank you. All right. Any other questions, comments? That back to favor.
Problem question.
Question's been called for. All those in favor approving first order 7111 to Pineco Consulting, the amount of $53,620.68. Can you say aye?
Aye.
If so, any opposed? All right. Second purchase order for this evening is 7112. This is the Asphalt Systems Inc. or ASI. This is the Seal Coat, the Madison Edition. In the next section, we've been doing this in sections around town. It's for $103,900. This will be done in August. So getting us ahead of this, what is the pleasure of the council?
Make a motion to approve purchase order 7112, the asphalt ceilings for the seal coating in the Madison Edition, in the amount of $103,900.
I'll second.
Anyone have any comments or questions?
I have a question. That does include crack fill and everything else. It just says seal coat. It doesn't say anything about crack fill.
So this is just a seal coat. We'll have to do like the crack seal stuff, like for portions of it. That will be a separate quote, and I believe we use a different vendor for that.
Okay.
So this is just
but
a seal coat.
Same company is.
Really, yes.
It's not a bid situation.
Yeah. They are the only proprietor of this product. And this last summer, we changed products, and it was more like an oil base, but it really stunk up the town, and there were some complaints about that. So we are not doing that this time, especially being in our residential area. So we're going back to the one that we used 2 years ago, that product. It's a little bit, I believe, more like a water base, sorry. So, but this is just the seal coat.
But they will come back with
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And just to add on,
yes.
So you'll see that the it's for $103,000. It is a sole source, so we get a sole source letter from them because it is proprietary, so we don't have to bid. That's why there's only one bid on this product.
Thank you, David. Mm-hmm. Anything else on the council? Anyone in the audience or online have any comments or questions? With that, take it back to David.
Oh, the question is in your belt. All those in favor of approving purchase order 7112 to Asphalt Systems Inc. In the amount of $103,900 for the Silk Coat and Madison Edition, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Oops, aye. Thank you. All right, next item we have tonight are the claims. Pretty small one for us. It's only $346,970.98. What is the pleasure of the council?
Make a motion to approve the claims in the amount of $346,170.98.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Anyone have any comments or questions on the claims sheet?
I have just so that I'm clarified on
yes.
It, the amount for the clinic. Is that the year? Is that what that's for? I'm assuming for the full year, $195.
Yeah, and we'll actually talk about that later.
I'll do it.
Yes, that is that risk share. Payment.
That's my thought.
I think we'll have to actually prove it later.
All right. Thank you.
But we didn't want to hang them out there.
Yeah. Please no. I was just curious about it, so I get myself up today.
Anyone else? Did you have a couple of too big deal? You know, every time you start seeing asterisks, you start looking for over budget. I think some of these are pretty small, but the ones that kind of stood out with TDMH Engineering, the planning and the aviator, there's a couple of big ones there. Any explanation or anything you can say to calm our troubled souls?
Yeah, so on the 80 acres, we have been, you know, planning on this for a while. I didn't know how much to budget for on that, and that's out of your 40-30 fund. And so I just want to make sure that that's very clear, clean and clear, though, moving forward on our 80 acres of what we're actually spending on that. And so instead of dumping that into our general fund, like I was kind of thinking, what it's just better to keep that project as its project. So there's that one. And then on the planning, there's a little bit of cleanup because I think one thing got quoted wrong, like on the attorney. And so we're not really over that amount. By any means, it's like $200 or something. So,
thank you for sharing that.
Of course.
All right. That anyone in the room or online have any comments or questions on our claims this evening? Back to the table. All those questions. All those in favor of approving the claims tonight, and $346,970.98. Please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So, all right. Thank you very much. Next item are minutes from our February 17th. Town Council meeting and work session. What is the pleasure of the council?
I'll make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from February 17th, 2026.
Second.
Moving second. Anybody have any questions or corrections? All right. Anyone in the audience have any questions or corrections? Back to the table. All those in favor of approving the minutes from our February 17, 2026 Town Council meeting and work session, please say aye.
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 Everyone's aye. We'll now turn the time over to Glenn Walker, our town manager, for his and other staff report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. Also congratulations to both Wolverine and Steve. It's been tough to run a city the last couple of weeks and for a couple more weeks, but it's been not good for everybody. Everybody's excited about it, so good luck to them and state. We've been working with Scott. He's drafted an RFQ for developers for the first phase of the 80 acres. So we're going to be having a call in a couple of weeks to talk about that document, and then we do have that as a work session item in April, just so you guys can start thinking about some of the developments in the 80 acres. Just give you a couple of weeks to think about that, and if you have things you want to talk about, please swing by. One of the things that we have been we've noticed in the 80 acres as we're talking about the subdivision is that We are going to be creating a new street in the 80 acres along the western boundary of town. So we've had some discussions just at the staff level, obviously to follow the naming, sequential naming pattern. It would most logically be a J Street. So we haven't really, nobody's really stepped out of their lane and decided what the name of that street is, but I wanted to plant that seed with the council. In case you have any strong feelings about it, or if you wanted to open that up to the community, or if you had some thoughts about that, just wanted to plant that seed with you all. Well, it doesn't, I don't think it needs to be done in the near term, but as we get into the final planning, we're going to have to add a street name for that. So it will be something that will come down the line here. I know Liz wants to rename the alleys. I don't think she's
got. We can do that at the same time.
I don't think she's got her hands on the streets. You know?
Let me just make my pitch. Because we have all these beautiful street names, and then our alleys are A, B, C, D.
Yes.
And doesn't like Antler, How Dare Antler. I mean, there's all kinds of names that we could assign to the alleys, so give that some thought. We could do it all at the same time.
I think you got some excitement about it.
Yes, vision. I've been thinking about that for a long time.
I know.
I need to put a jacket on.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Alligator.
Yeah.
So just something to think about out there. It'll probably be mentioned again, but we have a Parks and Rec Master Plan open house next Wednesday, March 11th from 5:30 to 7. When we scheduled that, we were not thinking ahead. Obviously, there's going to be some issues, conflict with the state games, but there is also an ability for people to comment. There's a website for the project, so you can learn about the project, provide feedback. And then you can take the survey at that website. And then they will also be planning another public event as they kind of work through, I think, maybe June-ish, May or June-ish, they'll have another opportunity for people to see the project. But we encourage you to visit the website and leave your feedback so we can get the best product we can for the parks moving forward. We received today, I received a notice to bargain with the police protective unit. So we are looking at some April dates to begin that process. We have six interviews for police patrol officers next week. So we've got two open positions. So looking forward to hopefully filling those two positions. I just want to say thank you to Corey and Brenda for coordinating all that and getting everything in order for that. So appreciate their work on that. Also, along the police lines, we are going to be posting an internal recruitment for a police chief starting on Monday. So we're going to be looking for an internal candidate. We'll have a 10-day period for internal candidates to submit, and hopefully we'll get some interest in that. Otherwise, we'll look at an external recruitment process. And then I will be, I'll be attending the executive forum in Livingston this week, Wednesday through Friday. It's where all the city and town managers and mayors convene and talk about issues related to cities and towns in Montana. And then I will also be in Butte on Monday for mediation for the Moonrise lawsuit. Hopefully we can find some resolution on that issue. And then just the last issue, I did send out the work session schedule to the council last Friday. So you can see we've got a pretty robust schedule here through July. So we'll be pretty busy with work sessions for the foreseeable future. So thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, council, any comments or questions?
No. Dan, didn't quite understand the police.
Yeah.
What is that?
So we are going to do an intern. So per our policy, we have to do an internal recruitment. We have got interest from candidates for police chief. And so we can do an internal recruitment, an external recruitment, or both. And I think we're going to start with an internal recruitment for that position at this time.
Okay. I thought he was
police chief. He is serving me in the interim role. So Corey has been. We signed an agreement back in November after interim chief for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I've been satisfied with his progress so far. I've checked with some partner agencies and some community members, and I feel like He hasn't applied yet. But if he chooses to apply when it opens on Monday, I think that he would be a good fit. So
that's I just thought,
So I
but
do run that,
we're just following our policies.
Yeah, okay.
Don't sorry to embarrass you.
No,
you're all good.
Thank you very much. All right, next one. Anyone have any advisory report we need from the last couple of weeks that we want to report on?
Do you?
No.
You know,
I will.
No, other than it's later for ones coming up, I don't have any.
Exactly.
And this next week is
the final.
No, that's different. Yeah. So.
Come on with that, or
yeah, Ken, at the end when we talk about being Nice. Yeah. Were there any others? No one's here before. All right. Very good. We'll probably have some coming up soon. All right. Next one, we have a presentation from the West Yellowstone Foundation. Carrie Cohen's going to join us online, and Liz is going to have a little screen, and she's going to give a presentation. I was told that there's a time limit, so I brought my stopwatch here. Just kidding. I did bring my stopwatch. I always do. Anyway, Carrie, go ahead and take it over. We'll make sure we can hear you okay and see your screen.
Hi. Thank you for your time tonight. Can you hear me okay and see my screen okay?
Sounds good. Okay. Thank you.
I'm not feeling very great, so I didn't want to bring my germs into the council chambers, so I appreciate the option to do this via Zoom. So I am Carrie Cohen. I've been the executive director of the foundation for about 4.5 years. Because we have three new counselors, I thought I should be a little bit more comprehensive than I normally would be in our outcome report. So please feel free to interrupt me anytime if you have questions. And if I go too long, Travis, just play me off some music or something. So first I want to briefly mention our other lines of service. In addition to public transit, we've provided over $1.4 million in non-competitive scholarships to West Yellowstone graduates over the last 22 years. We provide quarterly community grants to organizations that are serving West Yellowstone. Our next funding deadline is April 1st. So if anybody has a project, you can go to our website to apply for some funds. We are the fiscal sponsor for three local projects right now, taking care of their finance management, and then we provide mentorship as needed so that they don't have to be bogged down by nonprofit regulatory stuff. They can just focus on doing good. Then we oversee 20 endowments. Five of those are for our general operations and scholarship programs, and then 15 of those are for local groups doing great work like the Food Bank, Community West Outreach, Little Rangers Learning Center. And then we also lastly address other needs as they arise. So right now we're focused on attainable housing initiatives, expanding access to mental health services, and then our Wretched Mess Fest, just to name a few. But as far as public transit goes, we've been providing safe and reliable service for about 30 years. Our key funders have been MDT, the Montana Department of Transportation. They typically fund anywhere from 54 to 80% of our expenses. And then, of course, the town of West Yellowstone, which for this report in fiscal year 25 funded us at $25,000. And then Gallatin County, which in fiscal year 25, they supported us with $23,000. But we were able to leverage the town's support to increase Gallatin County's support. So in fiscal year 26, they are matching the town at $25,000. So that's pretty cool. Thank you for that. And then in addition to that, we collaborate with the West Yellowstone Public Library. In fiscal year 25, we transported over 2,500 books back and forth for the West Yellowstone Library. Also, we recently started working with the West Yellowstone School. We are picking up kids' food packs on Thursday to ensure that no student goes hungry over the weekend. And then I did forget to put social services on here, but we can pretend it's in that town of West Yellowstone logo. We coordinate with Diana to help the folks that she serves. Some of them need to get to HRDC or wherever services she needs to get them to. So I hear people call us the senior bus a lot, thinking that we're just taking our older population to medical appointments, but we actually have a pretty diverse ridership. Folks are going to a wide variety of destinations, mostly for services just not offered in West, like the DMV, Social Security. We've had a lot of like one-way car dealership rides recently, and then specialty medical appointments, of course, and grocery shopping or just shopping in general. We currently have four vehicles in our fleet. So the two on the left are wheelchair accessible. And then we have our minivan, which rarely gets used because we're thankfully so busy. So our minivan doesn't leave the garage very often. And then our newest vehicle is the Ford Transit, which just looks like a plain unmarked white bus at this point, but I promise it's safe and it will eventually have our logo on it. This has been in operation for 2 weeks now, and we're super thrilled to have it. It handles super great in the canyon. These vehicles were all purchased through MDT funding of 80%, with us paying the remaining 20%. So it makes it a lot more affordable to provide this service with reliable vehicles. And then, as far as service goes, we travel from West to Big Sky, Belgrade, Bozeman, and back year round, twice a week. That route is super reliable. We've only canceled once in the last 4 years due to weather. And even when we did that, like 2 hours into it, Barney and I both regretted it. And then we also travel to Idaho Falls 1 day a week in the summer. With the exception of airport rides, the cost is just $10. It's important to us to keep that cost down because we do have folks that ride quite often for routine medical appointments, and that cost can really add up fast as they're also paying for their health care. In regards to airport rides, we charge $50 for airport rides, but we do offer a $25 off coupon if folks have a valid photo ID with a West Yellowstone or Island Park address. And for airport rides, we have to be pretty particular on the departure and arrival times so that it works with our schedule. And then reserving a ride is really easy. Folks can call, text, or WhatsApp. We added WhatsApp a few years ago because we got a lot of requests from our international workers that didn't have regular cell service. Mostly we get texts for rides, and they just have to text the date of service, their name, cell phone number, pickup and drop off locations, and then a few more pieces of information if they're going to the airport. We also like to know, like, if they have appointments, what time the appointment is. And as far as a typical day on the bus, we are a door-to-door service, so we pick folks up wherever they are in town. We also pick up at 191 and Rainbow Point Road and 191 and 287. For our Idaho Falls route, we'll pick up at a few locations along Highway 20 as well, as long as we can safely pull over. And then our day starts off around 7:30 a.m. We start picking everybody up, and then we'll head up to Bozeman. We'll make stops in Big Sky if somebody needs to be dropped off there. We don't go all the way up the hill, but we'll go to like the medical clinic, and Big Sky Eyes is a popular destination. And then when we get to Bozeman, we juggle everybody's requests pretty well, but medical appointments always take priority. We leave the Bozeman area no later than 2 p.m. to return to West, and the same is true for the Idaho Falls route too. So we typically get back to West somewhere around 4 o'clock. The program management is really intense due to MDT's requirements. We have quarterly reporting, so we report like mileage stops, ridership data, and also like every penny that we spend on transit is reported quarterly to MDT. We also have a pretty lengthy annual funding request application. We're required to have a local match with that, and thankfully, with the funding that you all provide in Gallatin County and rider fares, that has filled that funding gap so far. And we also require public transport or public participation. So we have a transportation advisory council that meets quarterly, which we have spots available. If anybody wants to influence public transit in West Yellowstone, let me know. And then we do drug testing, triennial audits, which are really intense. I had my first triennial audit last year. We passed with flying colors, but man, they were in every detail of the building, the paperwork, the vehicles. They did a really comprehensive job of looking at everything. And then our buses require DOT registration, which means we're subject to the motor carrier services random stops that they do to semis, they also do to us. And they also come out once a year and inspect our vehicles. For a typical quarter, I just wanted to provide you with like cost of the average cost of ride and average cost per day. So typically it costs us around $1,000 every time our bus leaves the station. And in this particular quarter, it happens to be the busiest of our year. We are operating 3 days per week. We provided 307 or 738 rides that quarter, and it costs us about $56 per ride. And finally, here is our fiscal year 25 outcome report. Ridership was up in fiscal year 25, partly due to being fully staffed, but mostly the demand was just really high, and I don't know why. But that trend does continue into fiscal year 26. We're actually in the busiest winter we've ever had. But going back to fiscal year 25, we provided 1,855 rides, which is up 450 rides from the previous fiscal year. We also had 756 unique passengers, which is up just about 100 passengers from the previous year. So a huge increase, which is great that we're able to meet that demand. Our three drivers drove over 23,000 miles over 900 hours for a total of 105 days. And during my last 4.5 years overseeing this program, we've experienced a ton of growth and demand for our services. In fiscal year 21, I was just curious like what it was when I first started, so I looked that up before this meeting. We provided 647 rides in fiscal year 21, and in fiscal year 25, we provided over 1,800, which is pretty incredible. And I keep getting requests to add more days per week and a local service route, which hopefully at some point we can meet those demands. The foundation is super grateful for our partnership with the town. We appreciate not only your funding, but how collaborative both the council and the town staff has been. We definitely could not provide this amount of service at this level without that collaborative effort. So thank you very much for your support, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
All right. Thank you, Carrie. Do you have any comments or questions, Carrie?
Hey, Carrie, you're going to add on in the spring, right?
Not this spring. We are, so we did get approved for our expansion, but we're expanding our expansion. So I have to put in for another funding request. MDT has held the funds that they originally approved for us, and I won't find out until July-ish if they approve the additional amount. But they did say it was likely that that would happen. So I'm feeling optimistic about it. And hopefully, we could have shovels in the ground in spring of 27.
So, and who do you request the funds from?
From the Montana Department of Transportation, they would, if approved, they pay 80% of the expansion costs. And then we have to fundraise or apply for grants for the remaining 20%.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Just thank you, Carrie, for the great job you do and all of you guys. All
right.
Thank you. We're happy to do it.
Thanks, Carrie. It's a great asset. Anyone in the community have any comments or questions for Carrie? All right. Carrie, thanks for coming on and thanks for keeping your germs at home.
Okay.
We appreciate it. Next time we'll see you in person.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. All right. The next item we have for the state law, anytime we have a police officer, they have a probationary period of 1 year. And Corey White is coming up on his 1 year with us. And so it is up to us to confirm his appointment as a police officer in Montana. or to not. With that, what is the pleasure of the council? No pressure.
I would make a motion to confirm Corey White as a police officer.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded. Don't have any comments or questions.
Is that the right wording?
Police officer for the town of West Yellowstone. There you go.
What I said, right?
Yeah, you sort of.
All right. Comment I have is get your resume on Monday, okay?
So,
all right, anyone in the audience have any comments or questions? Brittany? Your chance. Okay. Back to the table.
Call for the question.
Question's been called for all those who are in favor of confirming Corey White as a police officer in the town of West Yellowstone. Please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Everyone's aye. All right. It's official. Mm-hmm. Just a reminder, he was sworn in some time back, and so we don't have to do that. But now you're good to go. Best provision.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. All right. Now we'll move on to new business. The next item is the Billings Clinic's annual report and risk share payment 2025. So I'm going to first ask you to come up and get a little presentation, if that's all right. Good, Becky, you want to handle that?
Sure.
Come up. We'll have a presentation and questions. Then we'll come back and we'll have in front of us the approval of the risk share payment that was mentioned earlier. Thank you, Becky.
Yes. You'll have to excuse me. I'm also a little scratchy. I don't believe I'm contagious any longer, but still working through it. Yes, so on January 22nd, we presented to the Healthcare Services Advisory Board our quarter four report. I think you all received a copy of that, right? Did you distribute that to everyone? Okay. So aside from barring anybody from boring details, do you want to just open it up if you have any questions?
I got a couple, and this is just part of the thing.
Yeah.
I was interested that you were down a little bit for quarter four,
mm-hmm.
and just wondering, had any reason, I was a little surprised. But then I did want to say on the flip side, and I think I brought this up last couple of years, the same day visit, which I look for is more of that urgent care type
yeah.
stuff, keeps going up. And I love to see that. It's probably hard to manage, but I love to see it because to me, that's always been such a key part of having the clinical care machines. And so I appreciate that. I think that's great. But I was interested that it was down a little bit, not that it really matters. Maybe it was nice for you guys, but any
well,
idea why that might be?
Yeah, I think it was a few things. So we had that little bit of park closure that happened. And then we left the snow. So even though our locals still came to get there, because in the off season is when we see most of our locals for their chronic disease management, their annuals, their Medicare annuals, we still saw those folks, but we missed that tourist piece. I think a big part was because everybody thought the park was closed and we had that little bit of issue with the parks and then the lack of snow. I mean, it was, you know, that first part of winter, we really lost out on that. And I think most people in town probably who own businesses probably felt that as well. But yeah, the same day care visits, they continue to go up, and it's a little bit of a challenge to manage those with staffing levels, but it is, I think, great as a member of the community who has used that service myself. And you know, the worker population that we have in the community, somebody cuts a finger in a restaurant, somebody drops, you know, a dumpster on their hand, or they're just, you know, they don't want to miss work, but they're sick and their boss says, you need to go to the clinic right now or you can't work, you know? So it does help out a lot and we're happy to provide the service.
Cool. Thank you. Don't send me. Don't
send me a
phone.
I will just mention we did fill our full-time provider position. Kaylin Gunter is a physician assistant. She started with us the last week in January. She comes with a good amount of experience in primary care and both urgent care as well. She is going to be at the clinic full time. So she's there Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 right now. In the summer, when we extend our business hours, her schedule will change a little bit. But then in addition to her, we have two physicians from Billings Clinic Bozeman coming now, and one is coming once a month. She's also providing medical direction for our staff, and then another physician from our Billings Clinic Bozeman office is coming 2 days a week. And then we have an agreement with Bozeman Health, and we have one of their physicians from Big Sky Medical Center also coming down twice a month. So as schedules work out, for the most part, there should be the availability to see a physician at least weekly in the clinic, as well as our full-time PA. Yeah. Any other questions?
No.
Okay.
And your request for tonight is?
Yes. The request for the cost share this year is $195,425.40.
Okay. Remind everyone that risk share agreement allows up to $200,000. And so I thought it's great that the numbers came in better for you and a little bit for Katie as well. I mean, the town. Very good. That's awesome.
Yes, we were very happy to see that as well. Even though numbers were down visit wise a little bit, financially things were on the upside. So,
if you don't mind, I'll open up to the general community has any comments or questions. Anyone here in the room or online have any questions for Becky about the clinic? So, you're off the hook.
All right.
Thank you for being there.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
All right. With that, we'll turn to the council. We have a risk share payment asking for approval for $195,425.40. What is the pleasure of council?
I'll make a motion that we. I know we're not doing this. Make a motion that we approve the $195,425.40 for our risk share portion. For 2025, it's for the Billings Clinic.
All seven. That's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Anyone have any other comments or questions?
I have one comment, and it was a discussion at our advisory meeting. Is that the hopes, and it was pretty strong, that they presented it is that they're hoping that with the cuts, they're going to have some cuts and stuff that they can and still provide more services, that may go down next year. So that was a discussion.
I thought it was a huge change over last year, and there's all the learning pain, throwing pains and so forth. But that was well done. Anyone else? Brian or Julie?
No.
Anyone in the audience have any comments or questions? Back to the table.
Call the question.
Question has been called for. All those in favor of approving the risk share payment to Billings Clinic for 2025 in the amount of $195,425.40, please say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Thank you. Are we approving the claims? Thank you very much. Appreciate all your work in the community.
Thank you very much.
All right. The next item we have tonight is Healthcare Services Advisory Board. This is an appointment. Brad Schmier has applied to be on this. Yeah, this is a 3-year term to fill a vacancy that we have. What is the pleasure of the council?
I'll make the motion to accept Brad Schmier on the Healthcare Service Advisory Board.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded. Do I have any comments or questions?
Brad messaged me during the meeting. He may or may not be there, but due to recent family events, he was not able to come tonight, but he would appreciate consideration of this appointment.
Thanks. And I did see his name pop up. Maybe I had to get off. But he's on the phone here. Hi, Brad. Awesome. Well, I said thank you.
Yes.
Very good. All right. Anyone in the audience have any comments or questions? Back to the table.
Call for question.
Question call for all those in favor of appointing Brad Schmier for a 3-year appointment on the Healthcare Services Advisory Board. Please say aye.
Aye.
Give a vote aye. Thank you. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate that. All right. Next one we have here, let me show you I got this right. It is a Business Improvement Advisory Board Town Council Representative appointment. And let's go back to the right one here. I got another page in red. All right. So we've got to fill a vacancy that Brian Benke was filling in for Jeff Matthews, Town Council. This is one of the openings from the council. And
So now we need to fill that vacancy with one of us here at the table, or one who's not, to one that's a volunteer. With that, what is the pleasure of the council?
I'll make a motion to remove Brian Beneke from the business improvement and replace him with Julia Whitman.
I second that.
You earned the third.
Third.
All right, man. Comments or questions?
Thank you.
Absolutely.
What, we let you sit for about half an hour before you volunteered?
I know. Yeah. I figured that was going to happen. That's okay. I enjoyed being on that committee. So
very good.
So we do have two vacancies on that
yes.
board now that Julia's moved up. So tell your friends.
Recruit Dan.
And they have to be resident, correct, or business owner?
I think we reorganized this one to make it a little bit less strict, so they don't necessarily, because they don't have legislative authority.
Right.
It doesn't actually have to be a resident. Like
okay.
It could be someone in the community area.
Okay.
Perfect. All right. Very good. Anyone else have any comments or questions? Dan.
No, I just want to say thanks to Jeff. I know that he really enjoyed being on that board.
That's very good.
He liked to get up in the morning and get to those and get a lot of. So pretty, yeah, surprisingly, but we had a lot of good discussion. And I know that he really appreciated everybody on that board, and I know that he appreciates the work that you guys are doing. So just want to say thank you to Jeff and thanks to Brian for that one meeting. And on your resume.
Wouldn't be surprised if he volunteered for that one sooner than later. So we can.
Mm-hmm.
All right, with that, back to the table.
Call for the question.
Question and call for all those in favor of approving or appointing, excuse me, to Whitmer as our town council representative on business and project improvement advisory board. Please say aye.
Aye.
As well as I vote you myself.
You can, and there's nobody involved.
Yeah.
All right. So the next item, we have a proposal in front of us. This is from Sunflower Peak Planning, Scott Eagleton. And this is to update the subdivision regulations. And the amount of this one is $27,600. Dan, do you want to add anything to this before we make a motion on this?
Sure, I can add a few things. I think Scott's also, if there's questions, Scott is available online. So this is, obviously our subdivision regulations are older than Brock. And they have not been updated in a while. And so as we kind of get into development, there were a number of things that were changed in 2023 and 2025 by the legislature. I think many of those changes allow for a little bit more streamlined process. And so Scott will be doing a review. I believe there was a review done in 2021, but was not adopted by the town council at that time. So I think he'll review those drafts and then review it against the changes in 2023 and 2025 so we can have a modern subdivision regulations as we prepare for development. I believe we talked, I know that we've asked Scott's got quite a plate full of town things for this year. I believe his main focus right now is working on the park and rec master plan, but he said if he does have some opportunities to kind of review and streamline that a little bit on the front end. As time allows, I think he'll be able to do that. But he's looking at completing that in January of 27 is when the completion date is. So we'll be working on that in the background, but they'll be work with the planning board as well.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
So is that something that's in the 26, 27 budget? Or is that in this year's budget?
If he wanted to start work this year, like we have this budgeted, we could do this. But I also know that this is probably going to be moving into the next budget year too. So I've already kind of like penciled that into our working papers. I doubt he'll get this project completed for the full 27.6.
Well, with that, what is the place for council?
I made a motion. We approved Sunflower Peak Planning to update the subdivision regulations not to exceed $27,600.
I'll second it.
Second. Don't have any other comments or questions?
It's pretty vague, Dan, as far as I'm concerned. When we're going to get it done, when we're going to pay for it. Yeah, I just, it's an estimate to me instead of a set bid or anything like that. It's
yeah, like,
kind of big.
Yeah, like I said, I think Brian said not to exceed. I mean, he put an estimate of $240. So at his rate, that would be 27.6. And as Brian mentioned, he has asked for this to be a not to exceed cost. So if there's anything that goes beyond 27.6, it would come back in front of the council.
Okay.
And it's a halt too for January 27th. By that, is that what I'm understanding?
That's the date that he has said, yes.
All right.
I think that it's his expectation. He understands that it's important that we do these updates. And so I think he's going to work through it, you know, as his timing allows, you know, because we've got other projects that we've got him working on this year as well. So.
Okay.
But this is, you know, we did a pretty decent update to the zoning a few years back. And then this is kind of the second part. This hasn't been updated since the 80s as well. So.
All right.
There it is.
Brian?
I can't wait to read it.
Yeah. It'll be short. Sweet, right? Anyone in the audience have any comments or questions? All right. Guy, you're aligned. Do you want to add anything?
No, I don't have anything to add other than, you know, a couple of the questions there. Yeah, we're going to be with the subdivision regulations. They're a little bit different than the zoning code in the fact that the town has a little bit less discretion in the subdivision regulations. The state kind of dictates a lot of what we can or can't do in the subdivision regulations. And so kind of this background time that Dan kind of alluded to is as we're working on the parks plan and other things, we can kind of work through some of those like set things that the state dictates and get those kind of addressed because they're a little more mechanical. So yeah, we're gonna start working on drafting as time allows as we wrap up the parks plan. And then when I'm out there in person this summer, starting first part of May, you know, try and get a lot of these sections drafted and start getting them in front of the planning board and then eventually the council for adoption, similar to what we did for the mayor and Brian that were on the here for the zoning. We'll kind of do a chapter at a time so we can dig into those in great detail and just move those through the process. So looking forward to the getting these updated for everyone.
All right, great. Thank you, Scott. All right, with that, back to the table.
Call for question. Question has been called for. All those in favor of approving Sunflower Peak Planning to update our subdivision regulations, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Chair votes aye. Thank you. Thank you, Scott. Thank you for everyone put that together. A lot of fun stuff happening all at once. All right. We're going to wrap up by going over meeting reminders and we'll turn to you. We usually do to keep us on track with meeting reminders. And anything else?
Go ahead.
Oh, any if you have any correspondence or anything last minute, minors. And I did notice, Liz, that our next meeting is on Tuesday the 17th, which just happens to be St. Patrick's Day. And if we're here, we can't go do the crawl or ice fishing or other things. So I don't know if it's worth talking about maybe looking to change it or keep it where it's at. But if not, someone should really, you know, celebrate. I'm thinking food and green, so.
Oh, okay. Corned beef and cabbage.
I
would be open to moving.
All we see.
We didn't make a motion.
From staff perspective, we don't have any reason to change it or relocate it. It's not a fall holidays over here.
We'll be here.
All right. Yeah.
I was planning on printing the agenda on green paper.
There you go. That'd
be cool.
Yeah.
Getting all.
Right. So, pending that, our next council meeting will be on the 17th. We do have 5 Tuesdays in March. So, just be aware that the 24th and the 31st will be off for council meetings. Do we have a work session on this? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't remember what was on the schedule.
Mandatory.
And just to keep you informed of what's coming up in the first week of May, there is, they call it the Municipal Institute, and they provide specific elected officials training, and it is, I think it's the 5th through the 7th of May, and so that's in Billings. That's really good training. So if you have room on your calendar, maybe plan on that. You know, the town will provide the rooms and registrations and all that stuff. But that's a really good opportunity to meet with other town council members from around the state, and you learn a lot.
I will like to go to that. I should
Yeah.
move it with that
And
meeting.
like I go, and Katie goes, and Peggy goes, and Brittany goes, and Dan does not.
I know.
And so there's lots of different classes going on, and you pick the things that apply to your community, and that's it. And then we go out to eat at night, and have a good night.
All right. We have any other meeting reminders, advisory boards, etc.? Brian, what's going on?
March 11th at 3 p.m. is Aviators.
Okay.
I don't know any of those.
Okay, and the 11th, that's Thursday, correct? Next week, or 12th, excuse me, will be the next improvement board meeting
Okay.
on the 12th again.
What time is that at?
9 o'clock.
Great. Yeah,
I don't have anything.
All right. I've got a couple. The MAP Fund meets next Thursday, the 12th at noon. We have a couple requests come in that day, and we're still working on just kind of tackling some little possible changes into the MAP Fund request. And then on Friday, and I will meet with Hepkin Basin Fire Department, continue our discussions that we've started with them. So I believe that's next Friday.
Next Friday.
Yeah.
And there is a Parks and Rec tomorrow at 5:30.
And then also March 11th, following Wednesday as well, from 5:30 to 7, they have that big open house for the public.
Little bit going on. And spring break is the end of the month for most kids in schools. Don't forget that. All right. Anything else?
I've got an email from Deschelle tonight
Uh-huh.
for Monday, March 9th for business improvement. Except, is it Monday that?
And that,
No, it's Monday.
Did
Yeah.
they change it to
We
Monday?
may have, that's on me because I don't, let me look at my calendar to see what there was a discussion. So I do believe that is what's happening, yes. Or I'll double check that.
Okay, because Deschelle just sent the agenda out to Brittany Vesper.
All right.
And also, I think it was in your packet, but there is a recreation activity, a card
Yes.
making.
Yeah.
That's next week, too. And some of us will be in Missoula for state basketball towards the end of the week. So, just saying.
I wish it
Do we
was
know
more.
times yet? We see the bracket and
Yes,
everything.
boys are going to play Wednesday afternoon at like 4:30, and then girls play on Thursday, I think at 1:30. I think the teams are going to leave Wednesday morning, so get ready for another parade.
Awesome.
So we get to
Okay.
take the big bus because both teams are going.
Awesome.
So excited.
First time for the boys ever.
Right.
It's amazing.
Well, then, if there's no objection, we'll go ahead and adjourn this meeting at 8 o'clock tonight. All right. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it. Julie, thank you.
Thank
Welcome.
you.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Thanks for
Yeah.
the
Yeah.
patient.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.